Good morning, Jess.
Hi, Phyllis. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Thank you. Thanks so much for joining me. Firstly, before we get into what's happening with the grants, what have we seen happen with Sydney's live music scene and nightlife over the last few years for people who haven't maybe witnessed it up close?
Oh, look, I think any of us who love music, performance, socialising, creativity, I mean, I think we've all seen that there has been a really big flow-on effect from the lockout laws. I think it's impacted on the number and diversity of performance venues and options for going out at night. But it's also had a really significant flow-on effect for a whole bunch of businesses and places that maybe didn't think that they were immediately connected to nightlife. You know, we've seen an impact on a lot of daytime businesses too. And it's because we used to have this mix of uses on our streets. We used to have a lot more nighttime activity, whether it was performances or bars or theatres or whatever it was. And that would have a flow-on effect for restaurants, for cafes. Even the newsagent down at Taylor Square, you know, which was there for something like 80 years, the 24-hour newsagent had to pack up and leave because there was just so much decreased traffic coming to that area. King's Cross has also experienced a really significant shift in what's going on there. So I think we can all see that there have been big repercussions, and that's what happens when you have, I guess, a real knee-jerk piece of policy that comes in and doesn't think through the consequences of making these kinds of changes.
Mm. Well, it seems like it's almost like it's an economic ecosystem which had its apex predator ripped out and then everything fell apart underneath it.
I love this Attenborough-style reference.
How we need to approach all of these things. No, these new series of grants, can you talk a little bit about what's going to happen and how the $450,000 is going to be used?
Absolutely. So, you know, we have only, I guess, a certain sphere of influence as a city, local government. And we're here, of course, to protect the culture of this place, but we're also here to support the businesses. You know, I have so much respect and admiration for those people who put their money where their mouth is and they open a business, whether it's a bar, a venue, you know, a cafe or a shop. It's a huge financial risk. It's a huge commitment in your life. And it's our job as a local government to support them in every way we can. We have this program of business grants, and what they're all about is supporting people to take a bit of a risk if they want to explore a new area to get into, if they want to enhance or beautify their area or their business, if they want to provide something back to their community or their industry. And what we've done as a result of seeing the impact on this ecosystem is we've said, how can we help people leap into diversifying their offering at nighttime? Maybe trial opening later, maybe trial offering different sorts of experiences, whether it's, you know, nighttime painting or performance, whether it's bringing live music into a space for the first time, or bringing soundproofing to a venue, for example. So we've got this really significant, dedicated grant program of about $450,000 in grants, and it's really giving people a whole lot of new opportunities to contribute to the mix of things we can do at nighttime in Sydney.
Well, that's very exciting, and as you mentioned before, one of the big things was prospective diversity that people lost and things to choose from in terms of what they do at night. So it'll be really nice to see new choices crop up for off the mainstream sort of nighttime activities to be able to do. Now, when it comes to areas that these will apply to, so the main lockout laws areas affected, you addressed before, King's Cross is a big one, there are a few others. What sort of areas in particular will these grants be allocated to?
Well, it can be anywhere in the city of Sydney, and by that I mean the local government area of the city of Sydney. We're about 30 square kilometres, so from about Gardner's Road in Rosebery, so all of Alexandria, Zetland, Green Square, Erskineville, Redfern, Alexandria, right through to the east where we've got King's Cross, Potts Point, parts of Paddington, Darlinghurst, Surry Hills, Glebe, Chippendale, parts of Camperdown. So, you know, it's a pretty big area. You know, sadly, it's not the whole of metropolitan Sydney, but it is this core part of the city where we see a lot of creative activity and entertainment life as well.
If you've just tuned into The Daily this morning, we're speaking with City of Sydney Councillor Jess Scully about a recent series of grants which total up $450,000, which are going towards rebooting Sydney's live music and nightlife scene. Now, Jess, you spoke earlier about the ways that the lockout laws and the ongoing effects from lockout laws affected not just the nightlife scene, but a lot of different business scenes around that. Do you think that, or are you hoping that the spill-on effects from these grants and trying to reboot a lot of the nightlife around Sydney will help to also boost surrounding economies as well?
Yeah, but I mean, that's really our goal. I mean, of course, we're passionate about culture and we know that culture has an incredible social impact as well as an economic impact. But really, you know, we have a responsibility to support the businesses that are in this area and those people who, you know, dedicate themselves to enriching their local communities. So we're really hoping it is going to have a flow-on economic impact. We already know that, you know, the food and hospitality industry in Sydney, I think, is about our third largest employer, actually. It's a really huge number of people who work at least part of the time in hospitality and nightlife and food, and those are some of the people that have been affected by these laws. But one of the things that's really important to note about these grants is that they're available to non-profit and for-profit organisations. So a lot of the time you have to be a not-for-profit to apply for a government grant, but in this instance you can be a business and you can apply for one of these grants. You can be a licensed venue or you can be a non-licensed venue. You know, you could be a bookshop that wants to open later and bring live music in and have people get involved. You might be, you know, a place where people might want to come and do pottery or painting at night time. You know, we're not just talking about live music, but all kinds of new uses of our streets, our cities, our city streets, our businesses, after dark in particular. And the other thing that's important to note as well about these grants is that they're matching grants. So, yes, we can provide up to $30,000 per application, but we also need you as the organisation or the business owner or a collective of business owners to also provide some support and some investment, whether that's an investment in money or an investment in time or marketing or other sorts of resources.
Mm. Well, it sounds incredibly exciting. I think everyone's looking forward to the day when Sydney does start to offer a little bit more once again. With all of that said, what's going to be the application process and how can people apply for these grants?
Well, the applications are open right now until November 13th. So you have got a little while to do this, but, you know, these things take time to do and to develop and to get together. And I always think whenever you're trying to start something new, you know, it helps to do it with other people. So I'd suggest if you've got an idea, think about who else you can talk to, who else might be able to contribute, who might have a mailing list or a community that you can bring to the party. If you want to get some ideas on how best to submit your application, the kinds of things that the city is looking to support, we're going to have an information session. That's going to be on Wednesday, the 27th of September. It's going to be at Customs House down at Circular Quay, and it's on from 5:30 p.m. till 7 p.m. So you can come and hear what we're looking for, how best to apply, and also ask some questions from the staff who are experts in this stuff and who can help you submit the best possible application.
Excellent. Well, Jess, thanks so much for joining me this morning to talk a little bit about all that you're doing. Thanks so much for your time.
Pleasure. I can't wait to see all of the creative ideas that are going to come forth from our community and hopefully make our nightlife more interesting.